Hey Nomads, welcome to Digital Nomad Stories, the podcast. My name is Anne Klaassen, and together with my co-host Kendra Hasse, we interview digital nomads. Why? Because we want to share stories of how they did it. We talk about remote work, online business, location independency, freelancing, travel, and of course, about the digital nomad lifestyle. Do you want to know more about us and access all previous episodes? Visit digitalnomadstories.co. All right, over to Kendra for today's interview.
Welcome to Digital Nomad Stories, the podcast. My name is Kendra and I'm your host today. Today, I will do a solo episode recapping like almost 1.5 years of interviewing other digital nomads about their story. And I'm just going with the flow and I'm trying to remembering of all this inspiring interviews I had with other digital nomads and putting for you together some of the from my main inspiration and learnings. And now when I was thinking about all the interviews I had, I realized that many of us digital nomads started with this wish and deep desire of changing our lifestyle, of breaking free from this 9-to-5 job, of breaking free or going out, leaving the corporate world, and just starting to live a life where we feel fulfilled, where we feel that we are really tapping into the steps of walking on that path of living our vision, of wishing to live a life that aligns more with our values, a life where we can allow ourselves to create day by day without being in this castle of a fixed structure. And this is what I see more and more, that as soon as we start embracing or becoming brave of really allowing us to dream of a lifestyle we really like, of the day we want, more and more of us see the opportunity in becoming digital nomads. Because some of us start building our own business. A lot of my interview partners, including me, together with this digital nomad lifestyle, started that we became entrepreneurs. So being our own boss, we can create our day by day. And even for many of us who start an online business, we can start traveling the world. And that is what I saw as one of the main motivations of this main driver, replying that question, what is it what I really want in life? Who do I want to be? How do I want to create my life? What do I maybe want to achieve? And also, with this comes together what all have in common is this being brave. Being brave, following this intuition, this inner question of what if? What if I'm really a citizen of the world? What if I'm really creating a life full of freedom, where I can go to the country I wish, where I can just go to the city I want to be in? What if I really take this leap or this next step? What if I really trust in the universe or in my capacities in doing so? And what is the worst that can happen? We always can go back home, right? And in the end, what is home? All I interviewed started also creating home within us. And I feel the more and more we embrace this digital nomad lifestyle, the more and more we became confident also in us, in our capabilities to create the life as we want. Because some in the outside believe, oh, amazing, living by the beach or living in the city you want, working on the computer whenever you want, taking free whenever you want, discovering new places, meeting new people. That sounds also beautiful and looks so beautiful on the outside. But no one really looks to the inside, all the stress we need to handle, planning again the next destination, all the logistics, this anxiety of where to go next, of having like the world for us as possibilities and not being able to decide, dealing with different time zones, with internet struggles, with so much time spending on planning the next travel, like booking a flight, finding a new apartment, understanding also the culture in other countries to really arrive there, and also then meeting other people. But by all of these challenges, we become more and more confident in ourselves and really being able to create these lives. Because we are still alive. In the end, all the challenges make us more grow. We even become more resilient to challenges. So being a digital nomad is also your own personal development, growth path. And you are facing, or you need to face, challenges that wait for us when we go out of our comfort zone. Because with every new destination, we go a step again out of our comfort zone. Because at home, or when we stayed longer, 3 months or longer in one place, we create this little comfort bubble. That's amazing, where we can also thrive, where we just can be us, where everything is organized, where we have maybe a routine. Having a routine also helps always, but as soon as we go to a next destination, we kind of start from zero again. And this also helps us to getting ourselves more, to understand more and more who we are, right? Who we want to be. And also understanding maybe what stresses us, what causes us, also these emotions we don't like to feel, like anxiety, loneliness, stress, overwhelm, being lost. But in the end, tapping into these emotions is what makes us grow. And so I want to talk also about this emotion of maybe loneliness, where we talked about with a lot of interview partners, because it's human. It's a human desire, the sense of belonging, of creating meaningful connections. And yes, to be honest, it's more difficult if we are not staying at the same time, at the same place all the time. Or maybe we make new nomad friends and then they go on with the travels and we stay at the same place. And I might say that this friend, this community we created, is leaving more and more. Or maybe we are the ones who are leaving this nice, beautiful circle of friends we made because our visa expands or we just want to go to a next place. And then we need to deal again with this sadness or this loneliness and start building from scratch a new community. Because we all have this wish of community fostering it. But then the beauty is also in this, we can find the beauty and the magic because we find digital nomads all over the world. The community is growing, thriving, and there are so many digital nomad hubs, so many cities where like so many meetups, events going on, where we can meet other nomads or other entrepreneurs, or even deep dive into the culture with locals. So we have those opportunities to build meaningful connections wherever we go. And I maybe even want to say, the longer we are nomad, the longer we go to new places, the more often, the better we become in creating meaningful connections. Because by some time we start asking these questions that are a little bit deeper, that are not just about what's your last destination, where are you going then, right? We are already coming with this intention of, okay, I want to create some friends, some community, and we know how to do it. We know, okay, maybe we check out the Facebook groups a little bit earlier. We go with more patience to events, not expecting that at the first digital nomad meetup, you meet like your best four or five new friends, that it might take time, that it's, or maybe sometimes not, but that we have this patience, that we can wait. And also the more we travel around, we go back to places and maybe meet new people. For me, it happened a lot. Like now, I meet like digital nomads all over the world. I met them maybe in another country. I had an interview with. It's like, it's beautiful. So the world becomes kind of small within this little bubble. And we also can embrace that. We choose who we want to be with. We know how to find the people we vibrate in the same energy with. So for example, I'm mainly on my normal time or most time of the year. The last years I was in Medellin in Colombia. So if I want to go dancing, I know I find dancing community. If I want to be between the normal, between the entrepreneurs, I find events. I find events for partying. I find events for being a volunteer and help others there, doing sports, whatever you want, whatever you've bought, games, I don't know. Whatever you really want, you can find. So you directly know the community you want to meet digital nomad friends with. One thing for me talking about creating community is what really helps me is going to women's circle. Either I host women's circles, and there I met so many beautiful friends, connections, or I join them when I go to a place, because then we create directly this meaningful connection between women. So that's a huge tip I can give you, is joining women's circle. Search it, or maybe if you cannot find the right event you want to go to, create it by your own. Maybe a co-working afternoon or whatever is calling you. Yeah, to really be able to create this lifestyle you want. And one beautiful thing I was talking with a lot of interview partners was freedom. Freedom is this one value we are all looking forward to that makes us thrive. We are grateful for this independence we are creating. And that's in the end why we are doing it, right? Like having the world as our playground, being able to explore what we want to explore, breaking free from this limited mindset that maybe was waiting for us at home when we were in this 9-to-5 job. Now, having all this freedom, we can also broaden our perspective. We can open up. And to be honest, I become more and more grateful for this. Once I learned to deal with this uncomfortable feeling of having the freedom, where it sometimes can also be overwhelmed. What do I do next? When do I go where? How do I create new community? How do I deal with all this logistics, this emotions? But then really starting to see this beauty in it, this freedom of being able to create the lifestyle we want, of really also what I love is embracing our authenticity, stepping really into our full potential, allowing us to be who we want to be. That in itself is such a gift and beauty, and this freedom we have in being a normal, it allows us to be who we want to be. Even in little phases, maybe 1 month, I want to be a full businesswoman. Amazing. Then I go to a city and there I go to co-workings and fully embrace my entrepreneur spirit. Maybe another month, I just want to be by the beach, just jumping into the ocean, connect with nature. Beautiful. I do it. And now, realizing it more and more, I'm really grateful for this freedom, for this freedom of places where I can be, feeling also this abundance of this freedom, that somehow realizing everything always works out. And also grateful for all the people I meet on the journey, for all these inspiring stories of people who are really were brave of living their dreams, living this calling of What if I just leave my normal corporate world and travel the world in my own rhythm, building maybe my business and finding always different ways of getting income and learning and growing from all these challenges I already said we have. And I think that is something beautiful I don't want to miss. If at some point I decide I want to settle down and not be a nomad anymore, having met myself on a deeper level, because in the end, I am the one with who I'm spending most of the time with who I'm first stepping out of the plane, going to a new country, with who I need to organize all this logistics, or when I have like a problem, I really need internet, or maybe it's like so bad connection, finding all those problems. Also, diving into new cultures. How enriching are all this experience when you meet the local people, when you connect to local people, when you learn new cultures, when you understand these differences, and maybe something that for me was really normal. For example, with what I learned of the plumbing culture. I'm from Germany. And in Germany, it was always, okay, we make a plan. In 3 weeks and 4 weeks, we have this dinner appointment. And then I show up there and my friends are waiting for me. But in Colombia, when we say, okay, we meet for dinner next week, it's more kind because they don't like to say directly that they might not want. But then you show up and there's no one. Like allowing yourself to go with the flow, what I really like with the Colombians, they just feel in that moment what makes them feel good and just do it. This might be challenging for us when we are like responsible with our plans, but in the end, when we start learning to go with this cultural flow of each country, embracing this country and don't, for example, for me, don't take it personally if a Colombian is not showing up, it's just because they make what makes them feel good. And then just meet another day and use this free time for yourself. Start playing with it, start enjoying it. That is something I don't want to miss, having learned who do I want to be authentically? How can I be authentically me? What lifestyle do I need to be authentically me? What surroundings do I need? In what nature do I want to be in? What kind of city vibrance? What kind of home do I want to create? Like, what is my next, maybe apartment, hotel room, hostel, wherever? And saying the word home, one last thing I want to share is what for me is something beautiful is giving home a new definition, finding home within us, within me, within my heart. Some of you who might know me is that my passion is connecting to my heart, inspiring others, creating experiences to connect to our heart. Because in the end, our heart is a safe space, a safe place where we find love. We really can activate this feeling of being held by yourself, like in your own home, finding love within you. And also finding all the answers within you. The more time we embrace this lifestyle of a nomad, of really understanding who we want to be, asking out our heart, the more we also have time and space to connect to ourselves, ask those meaningful questions to ourselves, like, what is my vision of life? What life do I want to create? What adventures do I want to live? And I think this is also a gift I don't want to miss anymore. Having connected more and more to myself and now finding home within me and also knowing how I need to create my surroundings to feel well. Me, for example, I need my little cozy corner in the mornings where I can put a van, a candle, where I can prepare coffee. For example, for me, any place where I go needs to have the possibility that I can boil water in the morning for my tea or my coffee. And then just sitting there with my journal and starting the day, understanding how am I really feeling. It's saying hello to myself. Then I already feel at home, then I can feel well in every place and embrace like a new day of meeting new people or finding ways to walk, maybe of trying the new food, of trying new local activities, discovering, or also being fine with being in paradise, but you need to sit 10 hours at the computer because somehow we need the money, right? But that's also part of the play, part of the game. It's also something we just should embrace and enjoy. So from this little episode, reflecting on only on some interviews of what we said, maybe the message, if you would ask me, what is this one thing you should remember I want to give is enjoy. Just enjoy and trust also the uncomfortable. Allowing yourself to be you and using this lifestyle and be brave to live this lifestyle by embracing your authenticity, by asking you, where do I want to go really? What lifestyle do I really want to live and how can I create it? And then use this freedom of having the world as your playground and just go there and trust that when you are aligned with what you really want, with what your heart is telling you, what is your deep desire, the universe is co-creating with you and you will find your perfect next destination where you just feel that you can be there in that moment at home, where you will create meaningful connections with other people, with nomads, with locals, with yourself. Just be brave. Go your next step where you feel the falling to and enjoy it. And that's the way you will be able to create this fulfilling life as a nomad. I hope there was like a little inspiration for you in this episode. If you're maybe like thinking about, shall I become a nomad? Maybe you find your answer now. Maybe now you've got more clarity. Or you're just a nomad and wanted to listen to another nomad story. Maybe it was just for you some insight, some story, something that gave you a new idea. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. My Instagram is selflovejourney. You find it also in the show notes. Text us here on Digital Nomad Stories. If you are interested in any content you want to hear about, if you want to share your story, if you have any questions, I'm always here to join you on your nomad story, on your nomad journey. A big hug, your Kendra.
And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it very, very much. I would appreciate it even more if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts for me. That way, more people can find this podcast, more people can hear the inspiring stories that we're sharing, and the more people we can impact for the better. So thank you so much if you are going to leave a review. I really appreciate you, and I will see you in the next episode.